It's 8:17, and of course, the big event going on this weekend is the Chico Relay for Life over at the Pleasant Valley High School track, and it's a supporter, fundraiser rather, for the American Cancer Society, and we got a little special deal going on Facebook connected to that. I want you to go take a look at our Facebook page at 1035theblaze.com and encourage your friends to get in on that as well. Susie Reese with the Relay for Life is in the studio with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
Are you guys ready for this?
We are ready.
I guess the number one question that I have and everybody else has is the fact that this is going to involve everybody walking around the track. It's going to be 110 degrees on Saturday. I mean, the folks who are doing the walking around the track, this is like a real, maybe more of a sacrifice than they thought they were getting into.
Yeah, I think you're right there. We wanted to be a little uncomfortable, but this is going to be crazy. We actually are really well prepared for that. We have a lot of volunteer firefighters coming in to help us out, and we are setting up some gigantic cooling stations. We'll have swamp coolers out there. We'll have Coca-Cola's donating a ton of water. We're going to have a mister system going, so we are very well prepared to keep people cool. We'll be really proactive about it.
And I guess we want to make sure people are aware. You don't try to be a hero about this.
Don't try to be a hero. You know, the goal is to have people on the track all 24 hours, but if it comes down to it and we need to just sit and rest and cool off, We're not going to police and say, hey, get out on the track. We're going to let people take a break. It's more important that they rest.
Now, for those who have never really been involved in a Relay for Life event, describe basically what it is we're doing.
Wow, how much time do you have? What we're doing is we're out there and we are trying to raise as much money as we can for the American Cancer Society. We walk for 24 hours and we've spent many, many months doing fundraisers and getting people to support us by making online donations, participating in pre-event activities like car washes, bake sales, golf tournaments, all that kind of stuff.
Now, a lot of these people they're walking in memory of someone who passed from cancer. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got we can have people walk in honor of cancer survivors or in memory of those that they've lost.
Okay. And the event starts at what time?
Starts at 10 o'clock.
And it's 24 hours, right?
24 hours. 10 o'clock Saturday to 10 o'clock Sunday.
Do you have an idea of just approximately how many teams of people you have involved in doing this?
We currently have about 62 teams
last time
I checked. Yep, and each team averages between 10 and 15 people.
Wow.
Yeah, we've raised upwards of $115,000.
Fantastic.
That's before the event even starts.
And so, you know what? Kudos to everybody who's doing this. We really appreciate this.
Yeah, we do appreciate it.
Let's see. I had one more. I had something else to ask. Some of the, you have like some major sponsors that really want to mention?
We do.
Really
we have
putting in the work for you?
Absolutely. North State. I'm going to say this wrong. I always say it wrong. North State Radiology and North Valley Advanced Imaging have been our huge, huge, huge presenting sponsors every year. They are fantastic. We couldn't do it without them. We've also got Tolar Audiovisual, who's donating his entire audio system to the event, which is fantastic. Tons of other sponsors. I can't list them all right now,
but there's a lot.
We got a lot of support from
them. And they're going to be out there working hard in 110 degree
heat.
Yes,
they are.
So, bring a little bottle of water for them, too.
Lots of water. Bring the kids out. We've got so many fun activities. We've got pie eating contests. We've got frozen t-shirt races. We've got several bands. We've got dance classes. We've got a belly dancer coming. We've got a cheer demonstration. We have a kids camp where the kids can hang out while their parents are walking, and we've got lots of activities planned for the kids. We actually have a sword fight demonstration that's going to be happening.
So fantastic. If I'm an individual who has not gotten on a team, maybe I can't donate my whole, you know, I can't give up a day, but I do want to help. Is there a way to do that in terms of just showing up and
you
hanging
bet.
Out?
You can come, show up, hang out. All of our teams will be doing on-site fundraisers. We'll be having people selling food and water and lots of different activities, games that you can participate in, opportunity drawings. So yeah, you bet. We want you to come with a full wallet and leave with an empty wallet.
All right, all in the name of fighting cancer.
That's right.
Susie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And who's your friend here?
This is my daughter, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. She waved. A little shy on the radio. The Chico Relay for Life is brought to you by North State Imaging and North Valley Advanced Imaging. Starts tomorrow at 10. And by the way, we're going to be out there with the Blaze Diamond W rig starting about 10 o'clock. So come on by and see us as well. Stick around, Miranda Lambert.